One of the strong images from the war in Iraq is the soldier or journalist putting on a gas mask as a siren sounds. The threat of chemical attack adds another layer of complexity to a war plan that's challenging to begin with. In the event of a confirmed attack, soldiers would need to put on stuffy and confining protective gear, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The Iraqi army is vastly outnumbered and poorly armed compared to the United States and its allies. So if the army has chemical weapons, as U.S. officials assert, they may be tempted to reach for them. Michael Moody, president of the Chemical and Biological Arms Control Institute, says the military is taking the threat seriously.
Saddam Hussein has used chemical weapons in the past and has used them to good effect in a military conflict. They were seen to be very valuable by the Iraqis during their conflict with Iran.
But on the other hand, Moody says there are strong reasons for Saddam Hussein not to use these weapons, just as he held them back during the first Gulf War.
Use of chemical and biological weapons would, first of all, demonstrate that he's been lying for the last 12 years about his lack of these kinds of capabilities, and it would, I think, also turn the international community against him significantly.
The threat alone, though, is having an effect on U.S. military operations. Soldiers must keep a gas mask within reach 24 hours a day, and they need ready access to the other protective gear, including gloves and protective suits.
It is a complication in that it's a distraction. It slows you down. Already there have been reports of troops having to don their gear with warnings that there were incoming missiles. Then they stand down, then they come in again, they have to suit up again, and that can be wearing.
The suits can also get so hot that a soldier demonstrating one to reporters at the Pentagon last winter fainted face first into a chair, and that was due to the heat of TV lights, not the desert. Even so, Raymond Zelinskis at the Monterey Institute of International Studies says the suits are much better than they were even 10 years ago.
As far as equipment-wise, we are very well prepared. The suits are very effective, the gas masks are effective, and the collective devices that we have are very much sufficient to meet any biological or chemical threat that the Iraqis can throw at our troops.
The latest suits are coated inside with charcoal to neutralize chemical agents. They can be worn for 24 hours after an attack. Then troops will have to reach for backups, an older generation of even less comfortable suits. Zelinskis says the real question is not the gear, but the training. Soldiers have to move fast to get the gear in place, and they have to keep their cool in the face of an attack. Troops have all been trained to handle that, but their skills haven't been put to the test. Working in favor, though, is the fact that the Iraqi army is less well equipped to survive chemical weapons, so an attack could very well do them more harm than good. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.